This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, happy Friday. Happy warm weather right around the corner. Yeah, we'll have a little rain today, but it's going to be warmer. We're getting to summer-like conditions outside. What else is better? The drive-in movie theater opening today. Yes, it'll be social distance, but it's something to do. Go out, see a movie. What else? Taffy's opening today. Elmwood Taco and Subs opening today. Paula's Donuts opening next week. I mean, all the positives that are happening. All the positives. Can't we get in a good mood for a Friday, right? Is everyone feeling pretty happy? We can go to Taffy's. We can go to Paula's. We can go see a movie at the drive-in. I feel a lot of positivity in the air.
We're not going to be open
on
May 15th.
Wait a minute.
Because we can't meet
standards
with regards to hospitalizations. And as you'll see in just a moment, we are headed in the wrong direction from where we were. We're headed in the wrong direction, folks.
I would highly doubt that you're going to see a packed house at the stadium this year. If any fans are allowed, I imagine it's going to be at a percentage of the overall capacity. Just because they announced the season schedule doesn't mean there actually will be fans in those stands.
Oh, well, I was in a good mood until I heard all that. Mr. Positivity. You know, here's the thing, and I am going to start the show with a rant that at the end of, everyone listening may be upset. I don't know. Here's the thing, okay? Yes, we have Buffalo in the Western New York region. Okay, so obviously our numbers are going to take a while to continue to decline. I understand that. But could we just get a little positivity? I mean, does everything have to be so doom and gloom? Oh, man. I mean, okay, we weren't able to reopen, get into that first phase as the Southern Tier, the Finger Lakes, and North Country. Okay, yeah, I'm disappointed. But could we have a little positivity, a little enthusiasm from the county executive? You know, like if I were the county executive, okay, I would say, hey, you know, I understand people want to open on May 15th. I'd like to be there too. No one wants to reopen the economy more than me. But we just haven't hit those metrics yet that the governor put out. Now, in a few days, yeah, maybe we'll be there. Okay, we'll continue to see a decline. We'll continue to work to get there. All right, we have to understand that we aren't the southern tier. We have Buffalo. We have Niagara Falls in our region. It's going to take a little longer to get into phase one. All right, that's a positive way to put it. All right, that's not scolding the people of your county, making them feel like they did something wrong. All right, it's putting a little positivity on, yeah, some bad news. And the bad news being that we were not able to open on May 15th. I don't understand the constant negativity. That montage I just played, that is all from this week. That's all from this week. Every day, it's another negative. Give us some positive. Give us something to look forward to. You know, I said this during the week. Okay, maybe we won't have a full New Era Field next season. Do you have to tell us that in May? Give us something to look forward to. Give us some hope. And you know what? You're going to have a lot of people say, then what am I working toward? What am I working toward if it's already a foregone conclusion that there won't be fans in September at the stadium? I just don't understand the doom and gloom, the consistent negativity, the scolding that goes on at these county executive briefings. I mean, he's making it sound like we did something wrong. Give us a little positivity. You know, that's why I'm glad that Kathy Hochul is in charge of the region. At least she has a positive tone when she's talking. At least she offers some hope that we'll get closer to being normal by the fall. I like that. I applaud that. We don't need this constant negativity. Believe me, people are already suffering. All right? They don't want to feel even worse about themselves or worse about the situation after listening to your press briefing. Now, with all of that said, these protests that I'm seeing around the country is ridiculous. You're protesting wearing a mask? Hey, I would be all for wearing a mask all the time if it means more things will open quicker. That's how I look at it, okay? I wear a mask when I go to the store. I'm fine with doing that. I'm doing it with the understanding that I am helping limit the spread and hopefully allowing more stores, more establishments, more business to reopen. Because that's the point, isn't it? That was the point of all of this. Okay? And you guys know, because I took a lot of flack for it on the text board, you guys know from the beginning, I was all about flattening the curve. And I am all about flattening the curve. That's what this was all about. That's how we understood it when we started in March. This was about flattening the curve. And I am 100% for flattening the curve. But I've looked at the data. I've looked at the graph. We've flattened the curve. And now you have officials in Los Angeles saying that we're going to be like this until we find a cure. That wasn't the deal. We haven't agreed to that. And yes, I have all the respect for our medical professionals in this country, especially here in Western New York. We have some of the best medical professionals right here in Western New York. But I am not putting the economy, I'm not putting my life on hold until we find a cure. That wasn't what this was about. What we needed was to flatten the curve so we had hospital beds, so we weren't jamming the hospitals over capacity. Guess what? We did that. We did that so well in this state, the Javits Center and the ship they sent weren't even needed. And I applaud the governor for that. I applaud the county executive for that. But we've done what we set out to do. Flatten the curve. And I'm not saying tomorrow everything should reopen. But what is it about? Is this about flattening the curve? Or are we really going to just sit here in lockdown until we find a cure or a vaccine? That wasn't the deal. The deal was to lessen the curve so there was not a peak. So you would not have an overcapacity. So you would have the hospital beds to treat coronavirus victims. And we did that. Not as good as Florida, not as good as Georgia, but we did that. Now we need to start reopening. And again, I don't want to snap our fingers and be reopened tomorrow, but we have to get the state into that first phase. Okay, obviously, the high-risk population, stay at home. Nursing homes need to be cut off from the public for now. Yes, we have to be smart about it. Okay, yes. Wear a mask when you go to the grocery store. Wear a mask when you go to the mall when it reopens. I'm fine with that. And I really do believe even the people protesting wearing a mask would be fine with wearing a mask if they saw a movement forward. If they saw that, hey, we could be to phase four by September. I think a lot more people would be willing to wear a mask. Again, you should wear a mask anyway, all right? You're not a rebel because you didn't put a mask on, all right? If you don't wear a mask, you might be the reason that we don't get to phase two or three by the end of summer, okay? I'm just saying. But wear a mask. And most of us are doing that. Kathy Hochul said that on this show last week, that we're doing a great job of making sure when we go out in public, we keep our distance and we have a mask on. With those still in place, let's get to phase one, okay? Let's get to phase one. Let's get to phase two. Let's start this process. We flattened the curve. We did what we needed to do. But it seems like anything you hear is one extreme or the other. You've got a group saying, we got to lock down until there's a cure. We can't do anything. We shouldn't even really be going to the grocery store. And then you have the other side saying everything needs to be reopened. This is ridiculous. But as I find with most things in life, the answer is somewhere in the middle, right? It's never on the extremes. And you've got one extreme, the people protesting, and you've got another extreme that wants to see everything shut down for three more months. In my opinion, neither of those extremes are correct. What was correct was what we were told in March, that we needed to flatten the curve. If the goal was shut down everything until we found a cure or a vaccine, then that's what you should have told us in March. Here's another interesting thing. And you know, I said when all this happened, at the end of the day, you know, there would be time to point fingers, right? When we reopened and got somewhat back to normal. Well, you know, we've lowered the capacity of hospitals. Okay? Again, we didn't need the Javits Center. We didn't need the medical ship they sent. That's good. That is good. We didn't need those. The numbers are lower than we thought when it comes to hospital beds in use. And that's great news. That means we as a state did the right thing and we all followed the orders of the governor. And that's great. But when people see that those numbers are down, and when people see other states starting to reopen, other regions of this state starting to reopen, yeah, people are going to get a little antsy, especially once the weather gets nice. We want to do things. We want to see friends and family. We want to be able to enjoy the warm weather. And I'm not saying go visit your friends and high five and hug and do all the stuff you used to do. Not at all. And again, once we start reopening, we need to be practicing social distancing. We need to wear a mask. But I think we can do that and still start these phases. I really do. And then we hear from government officials, they don't understand why people are upset. You don't understand why people are upset. Man. So as I said, I would love a little more positivity in the county executive briefings. Okay? I think you can say, hey, we can't open right on May 15th, but maybe this time next week we can. And just say, I understand your frustration. Is that so difficult? Be a little more positive. And don't the day the schedule comes out for the NFL tell us that there's not going to be any fans and that the season might not even be played. What's the point of that? What do you gain by that? On the other hand, wear a mask when you go to the grocery store. Stop protesting wearing a mask. What are you going to protest next? Wearing pants? Wearing shoes? Okay, we don't have to have, we don't have to be on either extreme. We can be in the middle. And like I said, I think the answer is in the middle. Practice your social distancing, wear a mask, but let's start reopening. Let's get this economy back on track. You know, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom said that 56% of Californians will be infected with COVID-19 in 8 weeks. Do you know when he said that? He said that 8 weeks ago. Now, guess what? I'm going to drop some news on you. 56% of Californians were not infected with COVID-19. That did not happen. So just a little something I wanted to get off my chest. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the texts coming in. They're always good, especially on a Friday. We have a good show for you today. When we come back, we're going to talk about things you've adjusted to that you might keep on doing once we get back to normal. And are you ready to assume somewhat of a risk when you go back to work? I think most of our listeners are. We will be talking to you about that. And at 10 o'clock, we have the county executive of Broome County joining us, talking about his county reopening today. Excited to get some questions in with him. Also excited to talk to you after this. It is Friday. It is Joe Beamer. Thank you so much for being with us here on WBEN.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill.
Welcome back. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you. Hope everyone's having a great start to the weekend, whatever it is you're doing, working from home. Maybe you are an essential employee at your job, on your way to your job, or you're one of those few establishments that decided to open today. I'm telling you, I try to be positive. You guys realize that. I've tried to be positive through the whole thing, and I look at the good news, the drive-in opening, okay? I don't want to see Trolls World Tour, but hey, I'd go see it just to get out of the apartment, just to go do something normal, like watching a movie, get some of that movie theater popcorn. Yeah, I'd go tonight. And if you are planning to go, I hope you guys have a great time. But the movie theater, that's great. Drive-in's open. Taffy's is opening. Cannot wait until we have a nice warm day, maybe like tomorrow. Walk over to Taffy's, get a milkshake, get some onion rings, a burger, go home, eat it on the patio. That'd be great, right? The positives. That's what I always try to stress. The positives and a lot of negative. There's a lot of negative still. I try to find the positives for you. I hope someone out there appreciates it. Okay, so as you know, many regions in this state are entering phase one of New York State's reopening phase. Okay, what does phase one entail? Well, let me tell you. So phase one, still not going to be able to walk into the mall or walk into Kohl's, right? But you will be able to shop at certain retailers via curbside pickup. Now, here's where it's a little vague, and I think that's where a lot of people's frustration comes from as well, the vagueness of everything, right? Because right now, I can go get curbside pickup at Runner's Roost. I can go get curbside pickup, I believe, at Joann's Fabric. So what was different that those great establishments were able to do curbside, but not everyone? We may never know the answer. However, in phase one, so in these regions that have reopened, you can get delivery, curbside, and in-store pickup for the following. Clothing stores, which is great because I need some summer apparel. I mean, I could just order online, but I'd like to go visit the store. I'm the kind of person, and I know I've had this conversation on the air before. I like to go and shop the night I need it, right? So I remember my first, I think it was actually my third or fourth date with Katie. We went to go see a movie, which was an awful movie, by the way. I forgot the name of it. It was just a brutal movie. But we went to the movies, and I wanted to wear a nice new outfit. Well, the date was at 7, and it was 4. So I went to JCPenney's at the Eastern Hills Mall and put an outfit together for that date. That's how I do my clothing shopping. I buy it the day I need it. I don't know what I'm going to need next week. I don't know what kind of outfit I'm going to need next weekend. And I don't know what mood I'll be in for said outfit. So that's how I shop. So I'm glad that these services, I can that day go online, pick out my outfit, pick it up, have it that night, right? All right, that's just me. Direct selling establishments, electronics and appliance stores. Again, we've seen Best Buy open offering curbside pickup. So what is different between them and other electronics and appliance stores? Same with Lowe's, Home Depot, Value. They've all been open. And they've been open with you allowed to go in the store. So again, very vague. Very vague. Furniture and home furnishing stores. Florists, general merchandise stores, which, again, I think have been open. Jewelry stores, lawn and garden equipment, shoe stores, again, have been open. Sporting good, hobby, musical instrument, and bookstores. So they will be able to open for curbside pickup in these regions today. And again, we'll be talking to the Broome County Executive at 10 o'clock and asking him what that looks like in his county and what is the next phase after that. We'll get a few questions in about that. Manufacturing, again, back up and running in those regions of the state. And wholesale trade. So that's what you look forward to in phase one. My question to you today, and I've got a few, but when it comes to reopening, you've been sitting at home now for a month or so, 2 months or so. Are you willing to assume the risk of catching the coronavirus when you go back to work? No, I look at it this way. I take a risk every time I come to work. Frank took a risk when he came to work today, right? We get in our car. There's no promises I'm going to get out of my car unharmed, right? We take that risk every day. After work, I've been running around Corporate Parkway and Maple. There's no risk that a car won't swerve to try to miss one thing and hit me, right? That could happen. So I take a risk every day going to work. I take a risk working out. I take a risk going to the grocery store. Are you willing to take that risk when it comes to COVID-19 and getting back to work? Also, we've all adapted to to new ways of doing certain things during the coronavirus crisis. And when we come back, I'm going to go a little more in depth on this one. But what have you adjusted to that even once we get back to normal, you're going to do it again? I'm sorry, you're going to keep on doing it, do it again. You're going to keep doing that. For example, the Jewish Community Center has been offering virtual workouts, but they've gotten so much good feedback on that, that they are going to continue to offer that even after they reopen. And I think that goes for a lot of people. So what is it you've started doing as an adjustment to coronavirus that, you know what, you like that more than the way you used to do it? And now that's going to be your new normal, even when we get back to normal. And I'm going to go through the four phases probably after our interview with the Broome County executive. Do you agree with the New York State phases? If not, what would your phases look like? 803-0930, star 930. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're back after this on WBEN. Joe Beamer here on the Friday show. Yes, regions are starting to reopen around New York State. We will get a look at one of those counties coming up right after the 10 o'clock news with Randy Bushover. Hope you hang on for that. We'll get a nice insight of what hopefully is just around the corner here in Western New York. Of those phase ones, what is allowed to open, what's not? I mentioned in the open about malls. It might have been a little confusing. And as I accuse the state of being vague, I don't want to be vague. Malls cannot reopen. So even a place inside the mall cannot offer curbside pickup unless it is one of the anchor stores. So say you like one of, like Old Navy. You couldn't go to Old Navy at the mall. Anywhere at the mall, unless it's an anchor, cannot reopen in phase one. So I did not mean to give false information. I will never purposely give false information. I was just a little vague, and I don't want to be vague like the state with their phases. But no, malls cannot reopen, and unless it's an anchor, they cannot offer that curbside pickup. 803-0930, star 930. Let's start out in Buffalo and talk to Diane this morning. Diane, good morning.
Good morning. Well, my concern is we need to open, but little shops and factories, you know, a lot of them make things like auto parts and, you know, repair parts. If those places don't open, you can't get parts for your car.
Well, Diane, those are essential businesses.
Give it to us either.
So they have been, the mechanics have been open.
But sometimes they can't get the parts.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah. It's a real good point, and I don't believe that, you know, those little shops that make auto parts are really a threat to anybody.
Diane, let me ask you, do you agree with the phases that New York State has put out, or would you do it a little differently?
No, I don't. I just think that we need to open because, you know, there's too many people that are going to lose their businesses, and too many people are suffering. And we really need to just start opening. I could see bars. You know, I'm old, you know, and years ago they didn't have bars with 100 people in it and bands. They might have two or three, they call them old men bars, two or three guys in the bar. And, you know, they weren't like sitting all on top of each other, and very seldom did you see even women. And they need to go back to maybe that kind of a situation where, you know, you can't have like 100 people in a bar all dancing around each other.
All right, Diane, thanks for the call. That's Diane in Buffalo. You know, that's another thing. When bars and clubs can reopen, I mean, are we changing dancing? Right? I mean, no matter what decade you're in, there is a form of dancing with either an interest or a significant other when you go out, be it the disco, the electric slide in the 80s, the Macarena, Blurred Lines in 2010. What is that going to look like? You know, again, I'm all fine with going to a bar socially distanced. I understand that when bars first open, probably not going to have darts or be able to play pool. The jukebox will be all from your phone, which I'm fine with. That's how I do it anyway, because you can transfer credits from bar to bar. Just a little heads up next time you're looking to buy credits on a jukebox. But it'll be very interesting to see those first few steps at 25% capacity, 50% capacity. But I agree with Diane. We have to get started on these phases. And that's why my question to you is, once we do, are you okay with the risk that is going to be out there? And as a texter said, we take risks every day. Every time you get in your car, you take that risk. Every time you go for a walk, you take a risk. Coming into work today, you take a risk. Are you willing to do that with the coronavirus? And as much as I agree that we need to reopen, we obviously also have to be smart. I'm fine with the phases. I would move some things around, and we can talk about that later in the show. It would only be three phases, but we've got to be smart. We've got to protect those that are at a high risk. But the healthy, those who are able, yeah, we need to start getting into phase one. We need to start moving towards reopening the state. We have flattened the curve. Everything that I talked about for 2 months that I got flack for on the text board, we did it. We flattened the curve. Now let's start these phases of reopening. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, the Broome County Executive joins me talking about his county reopening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.